Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still zipping along here, John.
And we're having a wonderful conversation with Barry Klitzberg. I mean, wonderful and confusing at the same time, but that's why Barry's here.
That's why I make the big bucks.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, do me a favor. HICAP. Give out the phone number again.
Sure. HICAP, 516-485-3754. We're there every day. It's a free service for people who want to navigate the Medicare maze. If nobody picks up, leave a message. We will call you back. But we have a limited number of volunteer counselors. And myself and Pauline, our coordinator, will answer your questions. But at this time of year, you can imagine it's very busy. I try to call back the same day.
Right, okay. And the important thing is, and I'm learning this after last year and this year, don't assume you know what you're doing. Because you wake up December 8th and realize you're screwed up, make the phone call. You're silly not to say, listen, Barry, could you just review? And he might turn around and say, you're taking this drug, but if you go to plan XYZ, it's going to be cheaper. And you're not doing anything illegal. You're doing what your options are out there.
Well, it's important to shop.
Right.
And it's important to advocate for yourself. When a doctor prescribes a drug, I were talking during the break, doctor could prescribe a drug and it could wind up costing you $500 a month. You could talk to the doctor and say, look, is there something less expensive or is there a generic? So you need to ask these questions to try to get the best bang for your healthcare dollar.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you said, you need to ask the questions. That has become so true in healthcare in general that you have to help manage your healthcare, your drug situation, you know, your Medicare gap insurance or Advantage. You really have to try to learn as much as you can about it. But on the other hand, you have people around like Barry and HICAP that will help at no cost.
Right.
You know, they're not selling anything.
One of the most frequent calls I get is from people who say, someone told me. And it could be a broker, it could be an agent, it could be a relative or a neighbor. I said, well, you should try this. And I tell them they might have a plan that works for them, but it may not be the best plan for you because everybody's situation is different, including spouses. A plan that works for a wife may not work for the husband. And there are no family plans in Medicare. It's all individual. So everybody needs to look at their own individual situation.
That is the most significant advice I've heard in a long time because, and I'm always telling people, you know, you talk at the community table at the senior center and I was going to say, Barry, this is the best one. So you're going home and say, I got to switch because John said this is the best one. But it's not the best. This is very specifically individualized.
Yeah, it's one of 100 options.
Right. So I could have the best one for me and it could be a disaster and cost you a fortune.
That's right.
And that's why you have to, you know.
Well, I think you have to remember, too, that when you see the ads on television for Medigap or Advantage programs, that there are people behind that selling something, all right? They really, that's their business.
Right,
they,
gotcha.
They sell that stuff, all right? So they're going to tell you what the good things are about it. Maybe there's something else that's better for you than the one they're trying to sell you.
Yeah, and again, when you're watching TV, especially in Nassau, all the plans are county specific in terms of Medicare Advantage. So they may be advertising something on a New York City channel and they may say, oh, premium free. That may not apply in Nassau County or Suffolk County. So you really need to read the Medicare and You book and to read your mail because that will tell you specifically what will work best for you in Nassau County.
Actually, I was told, and this you could just confirm, that brokers who work with this get paid by the various insurance companies that they go to. There's no fee to the individual. If somebody doesn't go to HICAP, but they go to an XYZ agency, that they don't have to pay, that the agency where they're going to go to Aetna or going to Blue Cross or one of these things, they pay.
Yeah, I'm not completely fluent in how agents are paid, but I know that the Medigap plans or the HMO plans have a standard premium. So regardless of who sells it to you, you will pay that standard premium for Medigap, for Plan F or whatever. If the company pays the broker, that's their business arrangement, but the beneficiary doesn't pay to sign up.
Right, okay. Yeah. Then that's fine. Yeah. Okay.
HICAP, we have no affiliation with any company, so we have no vested interest in whether you go Medigap or Medicare Advantage or which company you buy it from.
Right.
We want to make sure you get what works best for you. So to be perfectly frank, I don't care what company you take as long as it's the company that you decide after making an informed choice.
Right. Not being cynical, but that's the best place for a person to go at this point is HICAP, because there's always deals. And company A, you know, may be paying $100, but company B could be giving $400 because they need more enrollment this year. Will the person send you to company B because it's $400? Not everybody will. There's certain honest guys out there, but certain people will say, listen, for $400, I have to, three less people I talked to today, they're going to send you the wrong place.
I've seen that in the past, yeah.
Right, okay.
Now, one thing to remember, even though that the Medicare open enrollment season for Medicare Advantage has restrictions, right now, if you're in a Medigap plan, and you decide you want to switch that plan to another Medigap, you can do that. You don't have to wait for the open enrollment period. As long as the company you want to go to sells the new plan, you're fine. You could go and switch, and that change will be effective the first day of the following month.
Hopefully you're satisfied with what you have. You don't have to go through
that's
this.
That's why we try to get people the information up front.
Right, right, right. What about another one as far as drugs go? You talk about Epic. Does Epic, like with the donut hole, is that what the reason for Epic? Or?
Epic, well, Epic has been around even before Medicare Part D.
Right.
Epic is elderly pharmaceutical insurance coverage. I happen to love the program. If you have lower income, you would get your coverage immediately at a very small premium. And it wraps around your Part D plan. You have to have a Part D plan. If your income is very low, Epic might even pay your premium for the Part D.
Really?
Hmm. And so you really want to look into that. Also, if your income is a bit higher, you would go into what's called the Epic deductible plan, where after you meet the Epic deductible for drugs, and that's based on income, it's a sliding scale, then they start to wrap around your drug coverage. And because there's no premium if you join the Epic deductible plan, there's no downside to it because you don't pay until you need it. Uh-huh. And then it just wraps around your drug coverage.
That's a New York State
program? It's a New York State program for people 65 and over. Unfortunately, it doesn't cover people who are on Medicare because of a disability. You have to be 65 to be eligible for Epic.
I'm going to pick a nice round number, but I heard like 100,000 and under might qualify you.
If you're a couple.
If
the
a couple,
limit is 100,000. For an individual, it's 75,000.
You know, 100,000 sounds like, you know, to people who are working nowadays, it's not such a big deal. But to companies, couples who have been retired for a while, they might not be making 100,000.
There are over 300,000 people in New York State that are on Epic, and a lot more that are eligible that don't know about it. And I really hope if they call, they call our number, ask about Epic, and we can send you the application. It's the easiest government paperwork you'll ever see. It's your name, your address, your marital status, and on the back, your income. And it's just what you reported last year. If it's under $100,000 for a couple or $75,000, you're in the program. The deductible will be dependent on your income.
Does that take, is income part of income, what comes in from an IRA?
Anything that you reported, so it would be IRA distributions, but not the principal, pensions, Social Security, interest, or dividends. That's all income.
Right. Okay.
They don't care about your principal or your assets, just the income.
Tax-free income or taxable?
It's usually what's reported on your tax.
Okay.
On your taxes.
Isn't there a line number? Something?
It's the adjusted gross income, I think.
Okay.
I think it's 42 or 40. You would know better than I would.
Right, okay.
Well, that's going to be different this year.
Right.
We can't account for what Congress does.
No.
We can only interpret
and try to move forward.
I actually went to my accountant. This is a different topic, but on Monday he ran a little seminar about the new tax changes coming up. It was pretty interesting. There's a lot of unanswered questions right now, and we'll find out where it's
going. A lot of regulations haven't been completed yet.
Right. Exactly.
I found that out like 2 weeks ago. I was at an event, and it's like they're waiting to get to the final, whatever they call it.
Yeah, New York State apparently doesn't, my accountant didn't know what they're going to do yet.
Right.
We have to wait.
Yeah.
Well, until whenever, I have no idea. But, I just think the most important part of this is, which we push all the time, you have to file. We bring people on this program for the very purpose that Barry's here. You know, call 311, or Barry's number is 516-485-3754.
No, I think an important thing that I read here is that income, your income does not matter in terms of getting support from HICAP.
No, we don't. It's like I said, it's a free service.
Right, with no income.
Right.
No, we don't care.
Right.
We are part of a larger organization called the Family and Children's Association.
Are you part of Family and Children's?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Family and Children's Senior Financials Office deals with tax assistance.
Right.
We have a bill payer program and the
They're amazing.
Yeah.
They really are amazing.
HICAP is part of that. So there have been occasions where people wanted to give me gifts or pay us, and I said, no, I can't and I won't take anything. If you want to make a contribution to the agency, that's out of my hands. But I'm going to give you the same service no matter what.
Wow. See, and that, you know, just talking about Family and Children's, it really is a tremendous association that, you know, if somebody is looking for a cause that they need to write something before the end of the year, by all means, put them in the list.
And if somebody wants to become a volunteer with HICAP, we will train you. We'll get you certified by the state after extensive training, and you will then know what I know, which, you know, I have another 2 minutes. I could tell you everything I know. Before we end,
actually, there is 2 minutes. It's good.
He's good.
Before we end, there's just one other thing I want to mention. Medicare does cover a lot of preventive health services, either at no cost to you or at minimal cost. In a lot of cases, the deductible and co-insurance does not apply. So please get your flu shot this fall, this winter. It's 100% covered. If your doctor takes assignment or if you go to your local drugstore for the shot, there's no out-of-pocket expense to you. So please remember to get your flu shot.
Terrific.
One other thought, looking up, doing some research about HICAP, but you get involved, and it has nothing to do with Medicare, long-term care insurance, referrals, guidance.
We try to send people to the people that know it best. We can help people with it, but our knowledge is kind of limited because long-term care insurance can be a great thing for folks, but it can also be really, really expensive, and it can be you think Medicare is confusing. This can also be confusing because there's one factor you need to take into account that Medicare isn't concerned with, and that's inflation. If you have a long-term care policy, you have to make sure there's an inflation factor because a $20,000 benefit for home health care might have been great 15 years ago, but nowadays it may not buy you that much. So you really need to the long-term care partnership in New York State is where I send people for the details and for the best information.
Well, I'm one who bought long-term care insurance a long time ago. I have no idea what I have because I was completely illiterate.
Right, okay.
I thought long-term care insurance is long-term care insurance. So I have no idea. I hope I never use it.
Right, exactly. Well, you pay every year, though, right?
Say what?
You're paying every year.
I'm paying every year. Yeah. I get this thing about inflation. Right. They want to jack the premium up, right. And you have to select at least by the second year that you're going to go along with the boost, but it got to the point where I stopped doing that because the premium was starting to get expensive. Yeah,
and there are different types of care. There's home care, there's facility, institutionalized care. Some plans have all of it. So, again, this is...
I don't know.
Right now,
This is something where you really need to speak to a counselor, and then we can refer you, if necessary, to the partnership.
Terrific. Actually, Barry, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here this morning. This is the type of thing that... This is only a flag, this program today, to basically tell you to reach out to Barry because it's silly. And don't turn around and say, my girlfriend told me this or my, you know, I hear these stories. And Barry's, you know, confirmed it before. It could be perfect for your girlfriend. It could be a disaster for you. And the only way to find out is you call Barry, 516-485-3754. Make an appointment and go in and see him.
Or call 311.
Oh, actually, call 311. If you don't have a pen on you, right. We have Barry's number. We'll pass it on. Right. Terrific.
Thank you.
We're actually not going to go to a break. We're doing a live transition here, Christina. So ask Gail to come in because there's something commercial-wise aren't working. So as opposed to getting a two-minute bathroom break, we're going from one to the other. Barry, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to definitely see you soon.
All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
And actually, who's going to be coming in now? is Gail Salas, and Gail is the gerontologist and veterans.
Should I stay or should I?
If you want to hang out. Gail is the gerontologist and veterans caseworker for Project Independence with the town of North Hempstead. And, you know, what's been going on there, I know you have tremendous conversation in reference. You good, Gail?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning. Nice.
I don't know, Barry, if you know this, good. We recently got a VA van.
Yes.
But that's just a piece of it. I mean, Gail really is the heart and soul of the veterans for North Hempstead, for Project Independence. And it is through Project Independence, but the veterans is not age specific. You're a veteran, right? Of any age, you can reach out to Gail.
A veteran who is 60 or over.
Oh, it is 60.
Just like.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is the same. I thought it was any veteran.
You know what? My mistake. As far as Project Independence goes, 60 or over. As far as veterans go, I'm used to going in order.
Oh, okay.
No, but that's okay. As far as veterans go, Project Independence are assisting people of any age.
Right, that's what I thought. Right, that's
I'm
the
glad
only.
You're here.
Yeah, that's
Thank
the only
you.
Category where we open it up to everybody, which is great, which also keeps you busier.
It does, but you know, with good things.
Now, you know, right off the bat, I have a question. As
See,
far as that goes.
I know the veteran now steals the show from me. I'm going. Goodbye.
You know what? You're a great host because you let me talk. A lot of hosts wouldn't do that. We talk about age, like 60. Do you have many young veterans that you actually get involved with?
More and more, as more outreach is happening. But we have many veterans, again, that are over 60. Part of that is because they're over 60 and they've already, many of them, have had contact with Project Independence Services. And the other reason, I believe, one of them at least, is that veterans are not always comfortable asking for help. They're used to helping people, and they don't ask for help that easily. So that's why outreach is so important, and that's why it's so important that when a younger veteran calls in, that I can get to their call, get to meet them, or if a parent or spouse or sibling of a younger veteran calls for assistance, that I can make them comfortable immediately, even if it's just to make a phone call and say, I'm here, then at least if they hear a voice, they feel a little more comfortable and may reach out again, or let me reach out again, or let me come over. My services of assistance can be in the office, and I also visit people at home. Sometimes people are homebound, they can't get out, but sometimes it's just more convenient to them. So I do home visits as well as office visits. We try to do everything we can
right.
to outreach. I've been doing veteran services as the Project Independence Veterans caseworker for several years now. So it's quite a system to navigate. A lot of things to do, a lot of things to learn. I do a lot of outreach. I'm glad to be here today to do outreach. I meet with vets, and initially I'll look at their situation. I'll assess what their needs may be. I provide information and assistance, all sorts of forms to get things. They may have heard you need your DD-214. Your discharge papers.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is number one. You have to have that. If you have it, great. If you don't have it, I can easily help you get it. So right off the bat, people are going searching through all their papers, through all insurance things, everything. And if they can't find it, we can get extras of that.
I've sent a number of people to you.
And to give you a compliment, they've all been satisfied with the fact that you help them with whatever the situation was. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I'm thrilled to hear that.
Yeah. No,
it's great.
You know, and I've looked at some of your statistics here, and you've had a lot of people coming to you.
Yes. In 2017, I've had contact with 278 veterans.
Wow.
Do you have any idea how many veterans there are in the town of North Hempstead, like in all age ranges?
No, I do not have that.
No.
And as a matter of fact, I get statistics pretty regularly, but they haven't been broken down to my knowledge. Yeah. I mean, Christina is our statistics.
Statistician extraordinaire.
Everything and
she's not
anything.
Paying attention this morning over there.
I would think Christina would know all that.
I'm surprised.
She's amazing.
She really is. No question about it.
We call her the amazing Christina.
Well, she is. She's amazing.
Actually, I want to just back up a little bit here.
Sure.
Because, you know, first I met Gail doing it was a caregiver or a grief program.
It was a support group
years ago. So you really, from Project Independence, are in the very, I'm not taking this cutely, touchy-feely part. I mean, the stuff that really throws somebody's life into a tizzy, and they need to get back on some sort of firm ground. How did you get involved?
How did I get involved with that?
Project Independence? Yeah, because even for the veterans, this is a tough thing, because you're not getting somebody who walks in and has a cold sometimes. Somebody's coming to you with no limb, and they're needing help, and how did I get it? And, this is tough. This is an emotionally draining job that you have.
It is emotionally draining. It's very fulfilling. I wouldn't want to do anything else. I went for my master's degree in gerontology, which is the study of people in their later years. So it was focused mainly on that, and I tuned into the counseling end of it because that is really what fulfills me the most and where I feel I can hopefully help people the most. So, yes, I do caregiver support groups for people taking care of a spouse. Often the spouse has some sort of dementia. And, we navigate through the system to allow the caregiver to take care of their spouse as well as themselves. And I facilitate bereavement support groups as well. And that's my calling. Ever since I was young, I knew that that's what I wanted to do.
I have a granddaughter like you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's in the Delphi right now, just got a bachelor's in social work, and she's going on for the next step, her master's. But she's got that gift, if you will.
I think it's a gift.
Oh, yeah. It is a gift.
You're not looking at this from that you're going to be on Wall Street making a fortune. You're doing it because it's something you think is going to help society.
Right, you wouldn't want to put me on Wall Street.
No.
I'd be trampled immediately.
Most of us probably would.
Yeah, this is, it's good for me. I'm sure you're very proud of your granddaughter doing it.
Oh, yeah, I'm. She's a good kid. Not a kid anymore, but,
Right, I'm just saying, it's a truth, though. Everybody, at the end of the day, people do have their roles.
Yes.
And you can look upon somebody who you mentioned, Wall Street, who's doing great on Wall Street. Some of them are happy, and some of them aren't. And then you can see somebody in your job that's like, it's just a job. It pays decent. They said, but they don't love the job. I get so into when people own it. Barry owns it. Barry could be home fishing if he wanted to. But, now he's, honestly, to go to, high cap and keep going to educate people, with every person you have to find, and when it's only a conversation that brings out the person, I would want to go back to you. Well, my daughter had cancer twice. She went to Sloan Kettering. On her second time around, which was pretty traumatic, she's in college. It took her 6 years to get through college. She's sitting down with the one conversation we had with the social worker, never spoke to them again. And I was new to this. This is 15 years ago. And she tells her, you only have a 35% chance of living. This is what she tells to the girl. Now, my daughter had more brains than me. She got up and said, okay, thank you. Dad, we're done here. And we walked out. And we never went back to the social worker.
So she was not good at her job.
No, it was a job, and I'm sure she was getting paid, and maybe, but that's not the point. Well, she was not the least attuned to the situation.
Philosophical discussion. My father was a milkman. I always say my father was a professional milkman. I don't care what your job is. You're a professional at it if you're doing it well. And you could be cleaning buildings or whatever, then you're a professional.
Wow.
I don't care what it is.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's well said. I like that.
Well,
it's the truth, though.
Yeah. It is. In my field of work, it's not just about information.
100%.
It's about having a passion for it. And you need the college degree, absolutely. But a lot of what I do just comes from inside.
Right.
Because of who I am. So you get that in school as you know that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
I just want to mention a few things I help the veterans with. Low-cost medication. Which I know where to point them.
Right.
A stair chair if they're eligible, pensions, home renovations, aides in attendance. The start of it all is that you have to be registered with the VA. And that's where the DD-214, as far as other things go, people need to be assigned there. You need to see a doctor, and then you can take it from there. One of the wonderful things is that recently we got the VA mobile unit Clinton Martin G. Park. It's there 3 days a week. It provides services such as podiatry, general medicine, physical therapy, but they don't help you sign up for being in the VA. and they don't have you see a doctor there for general medicine, you have to first be registered and see a doctor.
So you basically, like the primary care day, one of the 3 days is for primary care. That's not, you have to have already been signed up for primary care.
Right, and people think of Northport, and it's true. Northport is like the main helm for this. But there's other areas, there's other satellite areas that people can get to, and the VA picks up people to go to these locations that they can register and sign in, and we can provide transportation through Project Independence to get to these offices. Also, if someone is uncomfortable with that or overwhelmed, I have the forms. They can come to me. 311 is key, and they can come to me. I'll help them fill out the form. We can mail the form. We can fax the form. There's always a way to get a veteran services. They just need to reach out, ask for their veteran caseworker, ask for Gail. However you do it, someone picking up the phone at 311 is going to know how to get to the channel.
The most important
now,
thing.
Now, if you do.
I don't, wait, just the most important thing that was just said, Gail said, I got the forms. That's it. I got the forms.
Well, that is important because otherwise you're going to make a lot of phone calls.
I agree. I'm wasting time.
Now, what was I going to say?
I jump in with something here. You mentioned prescriptions, and a lot of veterans get their medicine through the VA. That is one of the few areas where that's creditable coverage for Medicare. If you get your drugs from the VA, you don't need a Medicare prescription drug plan. As long as you have the letter that says what you have is the equivalent, you could then use that as long as you want. And if you switch or if you move out of the area and you need a plan for Medicare, you can get it without a penalty for enrolling late. So a lot of veterans who go to the doctor but get their drugs from the VA can do that, and that's perfectly fine as far as Medicare is concerned.
That's an interesting thing. I have a question that kind of connects a little bit to that. Like, I have a primary care doctor, but I'm also a veteran. I have a VA card. But I have never gone, maybe a long time ago, for a primary care doctor. You can't really get prescriptions unless you have a primary care doctor within the VA. Can you do that and still keep your primary care doctor outside of the VA?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you want to get medicines another way, if you have a doctor initially that you're quite comfortable with, you can still see them. But if you're going to get veteran services, for that particular service, you need to see the doctor through the VA.
Well, yeah, you mentioned a few things like a chair lift kind of thing. I didn't have any idea until just now that that can come through the VA.
It absolutely can. If the doctor feels you need it, they will send someone to your home to assess the need.
The VA doctor.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? We have to take a break because now we're back to breaks. That's important. So we're going to come right back to that thought. But right now you're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.